Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on this Thursday, November the 12th, 2020. 14 minutes past the hour. Now, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Robin Urich in hour number one. That was a lot of fun. And let's just get to this right off the bat. Last night, our governor at 5:30 gave the state of the state. Now, here we are. COVID cases are increasing. Now, this is what I know. Now, this is not a news report. I'm just going to tell it to you as I have heard it from people. So we'll just kind of feel our way through this, and if you want to call in at some point and give your thoughts on what's going on, let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, basically what Governor DeWine said last night, in a nutshell, is that masks are required in public places, and that stores need to put signs up, and that the stores are responsible for enforcing this, and that there's going to be a unit put together through the Bureau of Workers' Compensation that's going to come around and investigate this. And if you are not wearing the masks, if you are not enforcing this in your business, then you could be shut down for 24 hours or fined or something of that nature. So that's a little different when it comes to the mask mandate. Okay, so there's that. And then we have also learned that as far as gatherings go, weddings, things of that nature, you can't dance, can't get close to people. You need to have your mask on at those events as well. So we know that. And we also know, excuse me, that a week from today, that if we do not see the numbers go down, if the numbers continue to go up for another 7 days, that the restaurants, the bars, are in danger of being shut down again a week from today if the numbers do not turn around. So everybody got the warning last night, and so start doing what you're supposed to be doing, or I guess the bars and restaurants will have to be closed down again. So here we are. That's the news from the 5:30 press conference last night by Governor DeWine. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's my two thoughts on this. Number one, I don't know that if in 7 days that's the new restrictions that were put in place last night with the masks, which is basically the only big restriction that was put in place last night, I don't know if in 7 days that's going to turn things around. I don't know. I mean, I know that the governor does not want to close down the restaurants and the bars, certainly as we are heading into the holiday season, but the problem right now that's really driving this, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, the underlying issue here is the hospitals. Because he's mentioned this a few times, that the hospitals are filling up. And it's no longer about the PPE. In the beginning, the equipment that the hospitals had was a big issue. Did they have enough equipment? Well, apparently the equipment's looking okay. The hospitals will have the equipment. The problem is, do they have the room? Do they have the staff to be able to take care of all these sick people? Now that's becoming the issue. That's going to be a harder problem to fix. And the hospitals are filling up right now. I don't know why this was all happening kind of. We were all unaware, I guess, in a way. I was not aware. And I will tell you this, and I don't know this for sure. Here's what I know. Let me just tell you how I came across all this, because I have nothing to hide from you. When Tracy Kinsler, the health commissioner, was on Tuesday, I asked her about Marion General Hospital, and she said she did not think they were at capacity, but that they certainly were picking up as far as hospitalizations have gone. Now, I talked to somebody yesterday who works at the hospital, and I'm not going to give their name because they probably would not want me to, but they seemed to feel that they were at capacity. Now, that's not news because I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just telling you what we're all hearing. And let's hope it's not. But I know Marion General. I will say this. So let me just go on record for saying this. The people at Marion General are doing a tremendous job, tremendously hard work. They do it all the time. It's life or death when you go there a lot of times. Heart attacks, strokes, all kinds of things, cancer. They're doing the best they can. This is a horrible situation, but these hospitalizations have got to be turned around, because if the hospitals fill up, I don't know what we do. I don't know what plan B is there. That's the big fear, the hospitals filling up. And that's what's driving, I think, all the panic right now. It's not just that the numbers have went up, and it's not really about the deaths right now, although we don't want the deaths to continue, but we don't want people to not be able to get to the hospital if they need to be there. That's a huge, huge fear at this point. And if the numbers keep going up, if the cases keep going up, obviously the hospitalizations are going to keep going up. And that's what we can't have right now. So no matter what you believe, as far as mask wearing goes, or whatever at this point, you better believe that the hospitals are filling up. Now, you can believe that they're filling up for whatever reason, but they are filling up. And that's something people better take note of right now, because that's going to be the crucial point that we do not want to curve to a point where there's not enough staff and there are not enough room, is not enough room in a hospital. Okay, so that's the point. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the governor's press conference last night, or where we are here, or do you think we can turn this around, or is it going to take shutting down these restaurants and bars again? And fitness centers are also included in that. You know, it seems that when that is done, the numbers go down and the hospitalizations go down. Now, again, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I don't know why that is. I would guess there's some correlation. But if you have a different opinion, please call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you something. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, you know, it's not even necessarily about COVID at this point. Let's say you do everything right as far as this pandemic goes, but let's say you have a heart attack. Well, if the hospital is short-staffed and there's not a whole lot of room there because of the pandemic, when you have a heart attack or a car accident or, God forbid, a stroke, something like that, what happens? I don't think we want to get to the point to have to figure that out. So hopefully, people will just be smart about this, and we can fix this problem and dig ourselves out. You know, all through this pandemic, unfortunately, we have had people die. Unfortunately, we have had people get sick, but we've always been able to dig ourselves out. We never got to the point where people could not get medical treatment, and I don't think we want to get to that point. So, there you go. That's my whole take on everything going on last night. And I don't know what it would do to the restaurants and the bars and the fitness centers, because if they close up again, especially at holiday time, they're already in precarious shape. The shape they're in right now is not good to begin with. But I don't know how you eat without a mask on. See, that's the whole problem with this. I don't understand the practicality of this at all. I mean, what is going to change inside a restaurant? When you go in, you're going to take your mask off to eat. This is a viral illness. If you take your mask off, there you go. So I don't know how this is going to turn around in 7 days because of this mask mandate getting a little sharper. I don't see people, I mean, there are a few who go into grocery stores and department stores who don't have masks on, but the main place they don't have masks on are bars and restaurants and fitness centers, because it's hard to eat when you got a mask on. I don't know how you do it. So I just don't know if they're left open how the numbers are going to go down. Does anybody have any idea about any of this? It's all very confusing, if you ask me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here as we continue down the road of this pandemic of 2020. Pretty soon, we're not going to be able to call it the pandemic of 2020 because we're going to be in a new year. So, two more months of doing that. All right, let's see. What do we got here? The Clarendon United Methodist Churches on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. That is the Clarendon United Methodist Churches Holiday Bazaar, 43rd, this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, the Center Street Community Health Center will be having a drive-through COVID-19 testing site this coming Saturday, also November 14th. You do not, no out-of-pocket costs, no doctor's notes. Results should be received in 3 to 5 days. Please bring insurance card if available. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., November 14th, 136 West Center Street here in Marion. If you have any questions, call 740-751-6380. 740-751-6380. Now remember, the common symptoms of COVID, fever, chills, cough, muscle aches, headache, shortness of breath, loss of taste and smell, tiredness. That's what it is. So those two events coming up this coming Saturday, November the 14th. All right. So that's what it is at this point as far as the pandemic goes. Now, any thoughts on this at all? 740-383-9944. Here we are. For you today. Oh, and I'll also tell you this, without getting into it to any great detail, through this whole pandemic, which I guess is 8 months now, I have, to be honest with you, I have not known anybody personally in my circle that has been diagnosed with COVID. I had not known anybody. Which always, to me, was a good sign, because I thought, you know, this is not necessarily affecting, hopefully it's not affecting a large number of people, I guess is what I always thought. Well, yesterday I learned that there is somebody I know now who has tested positive for COVID. Now, the good news is, I have not been around this person in probably a month. So I think they just tested positive earlier this week. So I have not been around them in a month. So there's no issue for me at this particular point. But it just goes to show me that it is becoming an issue for a lot of people. So this is where we are again. Now, I will also say that the person who was diagnosed earlier on in the summer was one of those people who did not believe that it was really happening, that it was, you know, it was fake. I remember having that conversation back in probably early to mid-summer, that they did not believe that this pandemic was a real thing. And now, here we are in November, and they got diagnosed. Now, again, I haven't been around them probably a month and a half, so, you know, I'm out of the woods on that one. But I bet their opinion's a little different now than it was 3 or 4 months ago. And isn't that how all things work? It's easy not to believe in something until it happens to you. And then when it happens to you, you have a little different take on it. Now, the good news is, from what I understand, this person's fine. It's just, you know, I think they have some symptoms, but they're not major symptoms. They're not in the hospital. It's not anything like that, but they did test positive. So that's something to keep in mind, because that is an absolutely true story. The person did not believe it was going on, did not believe it was happening, and then test positive in November. And certainly I would think at this point that they would have to believe that it's going on. So that's how this pandemic is going as we continue to go down the road, which I think is fascinating. Now, we're getting a message here on Facebook. I know a lot of people who have it, and some too close for comfort. Well, you know, that's what it's all about. Yeah, and I think for a lot of us, we try to do the right things. We wear a mask. We wash our hands. We try not to have the big group gatherings. We try to stay 6 feet apart. But so many people are getting it is the problem. That's what's causing the walls to close in. So many people are getting it. I mean, what was the number I saw last night? 1 in something like 40 people in Ohio, 40-some people in Ohio, are affected with this, have tested positive. That's a huge number. A huge, huge number. And somebody's going to have to do something. And I guess the contagiousness of this illness is also something to really take a look at, because you can give it to somebody so easily. But get checked, do what the doctors tell you, and hopefully it'll be a good ending. The good news is, in Marion County, the death toll has not been significantly high, which is good. Any death is bad, but we haven't had a significant number of deaths, and we don't want one, and we don't want them to be significant. But a lot of people are sick. Let's put it that way. A lot of people are sick. Well, a lot of people seem to feel that things are going to get shut down. Well, I don't know. I do know people are out this morning buying toilet paper again. Holy mackerel. They were out last night buying toilet paper. What is it with the toilet paper? I mean, you know, we went through this back in March. What is it with the toilet paper? I just don't understand. I understand, you know, buying food, I guess, if you're going to stay home. What's it with the toilet paper? Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. On the COVID, I don't always listen to the radio. Sometimes I work through my break. But can you give the numbers to we know actually how many active cases we got? Do you know? And how many deaths in Marion so far?
Well, let me take a look here, because they update these like twice a week. And okay. The numbers are the thing that's worrying me right now is just simply the hospital. If people, you know, you can believe or not believe what you want and wear the mask or whatever.
I believe it's real.
Yeah. Well, I know the hospitals. I've talked to the health commissioner and I've talked to somebody who works there, and I know it's filling up, and that's worrisome to me.
And I seen yesterday, I think there was 72 deaths in Ohio.
Oh, something like that. I mean, it's a huge
number.
Let me see what I can find here, because I know the numbers. Here we go. This is Marion Public Health. Let's see what they have up here. I know the current COVID. What do you think we got 1 week before the restaurants and the bars and the fitness centers are closing back down? What do you think they're going to make it?
No, but they better shape up, or they're going to come in. What they say first time's a warning on the inspectors, and the second time could shut them down 24 hours. But see in a week if he just don't shut everything down. I mean, they better start getting on their Patriots. That's the only thing I can think of.
No.
Or, you know, they're not going to be in business. I mean, the law is the law. If they say it, I mean.
Well, he's giving them a warning.
Right. They're giving them a warning. You know, when the speed limit is 65 and you get caught going 80, you get a ticket.
That's right.
So there's no difference, you know, by the law.
Now, what I'm looking at here, known cases in Marion County, now this is since November 10th, so this would be Tuesday.
Okay.
Now, I think we report again today. I think they do it every 2 days. But as of Tuesday, there were 3,844 known cases, and there were 47 new cases in the last 4 or 5 days, which would have been over the weekend. And total deaths in Marion have been 50 as of November 10th, which, you know, that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, we got a call from my granddaughter. She's in kindergarten school, and they had a student or a member of the school COVID. They do call you, but they don't say, you know, much info. They just say, hey, we have it, you know, someone had it.
Well, people are on the toilet paper run again. What is this?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, my woman, she's a toilet paper buyer anyway, but we got tons. But, I mean, she's been known to buy it and just throw it in storage. She gets a good deal on it. I don't know what it is.
Well,
I could not tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to the restaurants and bars, here's why I don't think they're going to make the deadline by next Thursday, because when you go into a restaurant, when you go into a bar, different than a grocery store or a department store, you have to take your mask off to eat.
Yeah.
So how is that going? You can't do it. It's going to spread.
Yeah, you're right. And like Tracy said, you know, you can get it through your eyes. And
yeah, the one thing I wish people understood, because I do understand that there are people out there who have different feelings about this whole thing, but you know what? The hospital is what is really more worrisome to me now than anything.
Yeah, I agree. I heard that yesterday. We were talking about, you know, people having heart attacks, strokes, you know, there's, who do you take when you're packed, you know? Unfortunately, it's going to come down to some people are going to die because we don't have enough people to take care of them or enough room
care of them. And I
got to pick and choose.
And I spoke to somebody, and like I said, this is not a news report, but I spoke to somebody who I know works at the hospital yesterday, and they told me kind of off the record that they are pretty well full already, Marion General, and that they have people up on the fourth floor. They've had to put them up there because of turn it into kind of a COVID unit, and I don't know. If we keep sending people in there for COVID, that's good because they need help, but we're eventually going to run out of room.
Yeah. I mean, hospitals have been known to use hallways and things like that, but with COVID, you really can't do it. I mean, everybody in the hall is going to eventually get it.
Well, I just hope that the governor, if he does, I hope he takes this week, because I think he's smart enough to know that the restaurants and bars and the fitness centers are going to have to be shut down. So I hope he takes this week and tries to figure out a way to pay these people through Christmas.
Sure, and I totally agree. I mean, do they need to be shut down? Probably so. I mean, do we still want to do takeout? Absolutely. I mean, when we were doing takeout, when they were shut down, it was fine with me. I mean, I got good service.
Yeah, I mean, takeouts, it's a good, but I just, those servers who are going to be out of work, those people who work in fitness centers, those people who work in bars who are not going to get a lot of carry-out service, I hope.
In the holidays.
Yeah, I just hope there's some preparation made for those people financially. Because it's going to be 7 days. Now, think of the timing of this. Next Thursday, when this decision is made, 7 days before Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. Well, I heard a senator this. I got up pretty early this morning, coming to work early. I heard a senator, I think it was a Democrat, that it was MSN, talking about, you know, the United States has got enough money to shut down these small and big businesses to help them out. Help pay, you know, the workers. Let's just hope that's true.
Well, and also, I'm also a little worried about, you know, it all started when I heard that Dayspring has went to pickup for Thanksgiving. That's good.
Right.
But
that
that Emmanuel Lutheran has shut theirs down completely.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that, but is because all those people who have gone to Emmanuel Lutheran for years and years and years, they're going to go someplace else. Now, I hope we have enough extra at Day Spring right. and other places that do that to make up the difference.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you want to say, all right, I'll invite five people to my house. You can't do it.
Well, and you know, people are starting to have that conversation because, you know, the governor's talking about gatherings last night, and I think I really don't know what Thanksgiving's going to be like. Because this whole shutdown could come 7 days before Thanksgiving, and yeah. I don't know how many people go to restaurants for Thanksgiving. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's a big thing. At least on Christmas Story, they do. They go to Chinese.
That's
Christmas, not Thanksgiving. That's, same thing.
Well, yeah, it's going to be an interesting holiday season, and also all the religious services that go on during the Christmas season.
Oh, yeah, season. You're right there. Yeah, I forgot about that. You're right.
I got to
get off here. I got to get back to work.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you for the info. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So there we are. And there's a lot of these questions that are going to have to be answered as time goes on. But as I say, we've talked a lot about, and by the way, the phone lines are open if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. The point here is, it's no longer about what you believe or don't believe. It's about, are the hospitals full? That's really where we are at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just to share, I'm very sad. My brother passed away of corona last week. He's going to be buried Tuesday.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
He was a naysayer, kind of. He's an old farmer that believed, you know, it's not going to happen to me. I told him, I said, they say, if you're over 70 years old, they're going to get your number. And he loved everybody. Everybody loved him. He knew everybody far and wide. And one day he was healthy, and about 4 days he wasn't. And he went to Marion General. They couldn't keep his oxygen up. And he says, I'm not doing this anymore. And his funeral's next Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. So he was still an active guy up until a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, he was on the go all the time. He knew everybody from every place, and he was eating out at the restaurants and the whole schmear.
Mm.
And he's a farmer that has about 800 acres, worked his whole life with one hand, that lost his fingers when he was 21 years old, worked two jobs his whole life.
Now, how old a guy was he?
He was 75.
75, my gosh.
I told him he was in that a month ago when I had breakfast with him. I said, I just heard where, you know, that magic 70 years older. He says, we better be careful. I says, well, you won't be. You don't wash your hands. You don't wear your mask. You're not being careful.
When he first got ill, did he realize then what had happened?
Well, he kind of thought, he said he thought that he either had sinus infection or was getting a head cold or whatever. And then he said that he'd gone out to shop, and he said, I got out there and I turned around to say for me, and he headed back to the recliner. His whole life, he's never done that. He's always worked. Anybody that calls that needs something, flat tire, ran in the ditch, their thermostat don't work, whatever. He was always there to help everybody. And now, thank God, he passed, because he could have ended up in the nursing home. He could have been not able to walk. That's what we all keep thinking. It could have been worse.
Gosh, I cannot thank you enough for sharing this story. I'm so sorry. Just for people, because I think people need to know this, this is why I'm so glad you've called in. From the beginning of when he started not to feel good until his unfortunate passing, what was the time frame?
Actually, he was home probably a week before. He just said, man, I'm just out of steam. He says, And I says, well, you probably got the COVID. No, I don't have the COVID. I says, are you taking your temperature? Yep. Lou was taking his temperature. And he says, I think I just got the flu. And I says, well, because he was one of those kind, you know, the things he said. And he was my younger brother, and I miss him so much.
Mm. And, you know, I can totally empathize with you on this. The person who I know, who I have not seen in a month and a half, so luckily I was not in contact with him, but back in the summer, I remember having the conversation, it's not real, this is, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, this past week they were diagnosed with it.
Well, and I think with him, for the ones left behind, he's always been able to overcome everything.
Mm.
But thank God he's at peace now. As a matter of fact, Scott, let me tell you, I was sitting in the living room looking out, and there was a cardinal out there on the bush.
Mm.
So I expect he's back here saying, come on, you guys, let's get over it, let's get back to work, get something done.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad to hear that. My condolences, but I can't thank you enough for sharing that story. And it's important that I think people know how important
it
how
really is. And that's what I told my niece. I says, ask the funeral director, when someone passes of it, why don't they put that in the paper? It would make it more real than they just passed at whatever.
Mm.
And so she said, but his thing was, if you said, well, I can't do that, he says, have you even tried?
Mm. That's right.
So God love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share with
you. No, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye bye. Now, right there. Now, that's a true story. That's somebody calling in out of the blue to tell you exactly what can happen here and exactly what's going on in real time. There's a gentleman over 70 years of age. What did not take the precautions, unfortunately, and now has left us. Now, this is what it's all about. And this is why precautions are so important at this particular point. It's not about what you believe. It's about what it is. And, you know, I hate to get this deep in on it, but this is just where we are. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. You know, if you take it seriously, if you take it seriously, and you do what you need to do, you probably will be okay. And that's what we want. But I just don't understand how the restaurants and bars and fitness centers are going to be able to stay open on this 7-day cycle we're on right now. Because right now, the hospitals filling up trump everything. You cannot have the hospitals full. People have to be able to get treatment. And certainly, as the last caller said, if you are over 70 years of age, no matter what health you're in, you have got to take this particularly seriously. And when you first start to feel bad, you've got to go get tested. There are plenty of places to do that now. This Saturday, you can do that at the Center Street Community Health Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just show up this Saturday. You can call the hospital. They will make sure you get a test. It's just important. We're really pressing our luck here at this point if we keep up doing what we're doing. Because obviously, whatever we're doing, it is not right. And, you know, I for a long time, I did not like to come on the air and talk about this because I think it does panic people. And I think you can talk about something only so long. But we're at a point now that's a dangerous point. And if nothing else, it's about the hospitals. If you're curious, I guess
just take a look at a hospital parking lot at this point. They are filled. Now, you can believe for whatever reason why they're there, but they're there. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Chip. How's it going?
Good.
Good to talk with you. What's new?
Good. Tell you bad news.
What's that?
All my co-worker have it now.
Oh, you have a co-worker who has it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Now, have you been tested, Chip?
Not yet.
Are you going to get the test done soon?
Yes.
Today?
No, yet.
Are you feeling okay?
Yes.
That's good. How's the person you're working with? Are they feeling okay?
Yeah, good.
Good. So they just tested positive, but they're feeling okay?
All my co-workers real sick.
Oh, a lot of them are real sick.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Michael Ryan said, close the restaurant down, balls down again.
Yeah, if things don't get under control by a week from today, that looks like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, you stay safe. Are you wearing your mask?
Yes.
Okay, wear your mask if you have to go
you
out.
Too?
And huh?
You too?
Oh, yeah, I got my mask right here on the desk.
Okay.
Now, you stay well, Chip, and always wear that mask.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And, Chip, I know you're out there listening. When you get the results of your test, let us know that you're okay, and, you know, here you go again. People getting sick. And it's, like I said, this is really, as of last night, I learned for the first time that I know somebody who's fairly close in my circle who does have it. Again, I have not seen this person for, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months, whatever it's been. But, so I'm not in the quarantine or anything like that. But this was somebody who denied it. This was somebody who I don't think was taking the extra precaution, which makes me think you just gotta be more cautious. What does it hurt? In the end, what does it hurt? If you put it on and you don't get it, if you put the mask on and you don't get it, good. I'm not sure why it hurts to try to take a little bit of precaution at this point when so many people are sick and the hospitals are crowded. And as Mike DeWine said yesterday, it's no longer about the equipment. It's no longer about the PPE. It's about the staff. It's about the room in the hospitals. And it's cold now. You know, it's not summer anymore. Trying to set rooms up outside, I remember at one point they were talking about triages and things like that. You know, I don't know. It's going to be cold. I don't know how that's going to work out. Maybe portable heaters? Who knows? Anybody have any thoughts? We're having, I think, this is a dialogue that should be happening right now on every broadcast outlet around the world. Because, frankly, we are here to educate and inform. And this is the number one issue right now. You know, you can just take all that other stuff that we're worried about and put that to the side. Until we get this fixed, this is going to have to be the number one issue. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts. 52 minutes past the hour. And remember, if the phone line's been ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. Now, again, Glenn Coble will be on today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop will be on from 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then we have the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. today. So lots of programming coming up here on WWGH Radio, and just pay attention to the calls that we've heard this morning. Pay attention to the stories. Pay attention to the hospitals, and pay attention to the people who are working at those hospitals. I know that you, the listening audience, know healthcare workers in this town. Ask them what it's like right now. You know, if you don't believe it, ask them what it's like out there. Not a pretty picture at this particular point. And the governor, you know, you have to say, he's warning everybody. He's saying, do your best to get this fixed. But if you don't,
in 1 week, we're going to go back to kind of the way we were in March and April. And during the holiday season, that's going to be rough on a lot of people. And, you know, back then we had things in place, unemployment things in place and stimulus checks in place and things like that. I don't know that that's in place this time. I don't know. I don't know what the end game is. Maybe you do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour on this Thursday. Now, don't forget, again, the Holiday Bazaar at the Clarendon United Methodist Church coming up, the 43rd Bazaar, on Saturday, November 14th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crepes, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. That's coming up this Saturday, 43rd Holiday Bazaar at the Clarendon United Methodist Church. And the free COVID testing will be at the Center Street Community Health Center this coming Saturday as well, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 136 West Center Street here in Marion. And you do not need a doctor's order for that. Now, it will take 3 to 5 days to get your results back. Now, if you've been thinking about calling in this morning, we're down to the final five here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Serious topics this hour. Serious topics. Now, what I do think will happen in a lot of ways is when it comes to the holidays, people are creative. People are creative, and I think people will find a way to celebrate and keep that merriment and happiness going in a different way than maybe they have done in past years. And I think that will happen. And maybe we can all think about how to do that in what's going to be a very different holiday season, the holidays of 2020. And maybe we'll share some of those ideas as time goes on. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Let's take the phone call as it comes down the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah. I was listening to Chip.
Yes.
Now, does he work Kroger South?
I believe so.
Well, I have a good buddy and his family. She works there as a cashier, and the whole family got it.
The whole family got it.
Yeah, the whole family got it.
So she was an employee out there at the Kroger South?
Yeah, she was an employee there out there.
Now, how are they all doing?
Well, so far, so good.
That's good.
My nephew, now, he come out pretty good. Like they said, the inside of his lungs are shredded. He got the heart deal and everything, and he was on the, I guess, the fourth floor or whatever back then. But so far, he's coming along.
What do you make of what's going on right now? I mean, we've had this for 8 months now, but now we're seeing outbreaks everywhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I took her to the store yesterday because we had to get some stuff, and I don't think people can read them signs on the doors. For what I've seen, you know, everybody went in pretty well. I saw no one was wearing a mask, but then they was hugging and they was kissing peaks and meeting each other and greeting each other, and I said, man, this is crazy.
Well, you know, especially right now, not that that always hasn't been a bad thing to do, but right now we are at the point where the hospitals are getting full. We're at a point where everybody knows somebody who's got this. We've seen a breakout at City Hall. We've seen a case at the Board of Elections. Apparently something going on at Kroger South here in town. And people have got to be better aware of this. Something's got to change.
Right. Like I said, you know, like they talk about, you know, airborne and your eyes. Well, you know, consider it goes in your ears or something, too. So you got a lot of things to look at there and you wonder about it. But that's about the only time we got. I mean, we're homebodies anymore, and it just gets to you.
Well, it does, and, you know, it's hard to stay home sometime all the time, but you know what? At this particular point, that's about the best thing that we've got going.
But we've seen over, well, you know, like Halloween weekend or whatever, man, we've seen a lot of gatherings and stuff and things, and I said, you know, I guess people just, like even in Lincoln Park, they was having birthday parties and cars parked all over, and I said, it's just unbelievable that people just, you know, like they really don't care.
And people are getting sick. That's the thing. In the beginning, a lot of people were testing positive, but they didn't have any symptoms. People are showing symptoms now.
Yeah, I wonder if a lot of these tests and stuff people's taking that does check out negative. Well, I just wonder if that's included in this count and stuff, that maybe, you know, that it's just because they took the test it shows.
You know, I don't know. I just know that everybody is clearly worried about this, and I don't even know if shutting the restaurants and the bars and the fitness centers down, I'm not even sure what that will do if people don't start just taking it more seriously. I understand there's this fatigue going on, but at some point that's going to have to go away.
Right. I was wondering about that, too. Of course, we always, if we've got anything, we carry it out.
Yeah.
We don't go in the restaurants and stuff, and I was figuring, you know, they were showing some where they had the mask on their chin, like when he's in a restaurant, had the mask down on their chin, and they bite or something, pull the mask up, and I think that'd be a lot of hassle.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, hey, thank you for giving us an update.
Okay, I will talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there's another story, you know, and boy, do I think the lady who called in this morning who told us about her brother, I think that's a very, very important story to hear for a lot of people who deny, for a lot of people who aren't taking it seriously. All you need to do is hear that story. And again, our condolences to that lady and her family and her brother's family. That's just a heartbreaking story. But a lot of those right now during this. Let's not have any more. I'm out of here for the day. I'll be back tomorrow. Glenn Coble coming up right after this break. For this day, this is Scott Spears headed for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a...
Uh-huh.
You okay?